I was over in Paris on holiday one summer. The weather was fine. I stopped at a fast food restaurant for a meal and a glass of red wine. I mused as I gazed on the river, the boats and their bright-coloured sails. If this was a fast food restaurant, how come that the menu said snails? I waited 10, 15 minutes, 20, and then 25. I signalled and said to the waiter, "My snails have not yet arrived."
Monsieur, our frog's legs come in lorries. Our wine comes by rail from the Rhône. Our rock cakes are ferried from quarries. Our snails have to come on their own. We order our snails from Marcel's. They come up a road on the Ouf, and although they are racing snails, half an hour is hardly enough.
I drank a full bottle of claret, had side salads garnished with chives, had several shaves, wrote a novel. My snails have not yet arrived.
It's our way to ensure they're mature. Marseille is a long way to come. It would be quicker to hitchhike, but a snail, as you know, has no thumb.
I did crosswords. I once took a mistress, married the first of my wives. Our children grew up and left home. My snails have not yet arrived. I had an affair. We divorced. A second marriage, which failed. Two more sons and a daughter. Six grandchildren. No bloody snails. By now I was getting quite peckish, when back came the waiter at last.
Monsieur, your snails are arriving, but their sell-by date may have passed.
There outside was my dinner, on the opposite side of the street. They were waiting for a gap in the traffic. Tomorrow I knew I would eat. Oh, slow-motion mollusk, I marvel. How patient your pace to the door. How big was the boot of the gendarme. How crunch was my lunch was no more. I've read War and Peace. I've learnt it. Sat through it, and I have survived. But what will it say on my headstone? My snails have not yet arrived.